From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. The National Risk Association identified theft, corruption, and drug trafficking as the main generators of domestic proceeds of crime. Radio Cayman's Angel Harris continues to break down the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force report.
Under the assessments of risks, coordination, and policy setting, the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force finds on a domestic level, theft, corruption, and drug trafficking are the main generators of proceeds of crimes. While those crimes pose a threat to the financial and non-financial sectors, the greater threat came from foreign-generated proceeds of crimes such as fraud, tax evasion, and drug trafficking. The findings were gathered from Cayman's own national risk assessment, which also rate Cayman's risk of terrorist financing as low. The CFATF says Cayman's national risk assessment gave a fair understanding of the risks posed by money laundering, but it was incomplete, and it also wasn't properly communicated to the members of the private sector. The report also finds that there are several crucial coordinating bodies in place which are capable of implementing and amending necessary legislation to fight money laundering and terrorist financing. However, while these boards were in place at the time of the on-site report in December 2017, the CFATF found that the makeup of the coordinating bodies needed to be re-evaluated. Finally, the board found that Cayman was moderately effective when it came to implementing an immediate outcome that was put forward by the Financial Action Task Force. The CFATF also found that Cayman was partially compliant with how it handled assessing risks and applying a risk-based approach, as well as its national cooperation and coordination. Cayman was deemed to be compliant with its statistics. Andrell Harris, Radio Cayman News.
Since the report was undertaken in 2017, the government has made amendments to several laws, including the Proceeds of Crime laws. These amendments addressed the structure of the boards, among other things. We're 1 week away from the royal visit.
The most senior royal visit to the island since 1994, when Her Majesty the Queen visited. And I think we're in very good shape in terms of the programme. Their Royal Highnesses have already begun their mm-hmm. Caribbean tour, we're looking forward to receiving them very much a week today.
On Radio Cayman's Talk Today show earlier today, His Excellency Governor Martin Keith Roper says during their two-day visit, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales and his wife Camilla the Duchess of Cornwall will officially open the new airport terminal and a meeting with the Governor and the Premier.
The next day, they will split up in the morning. So we're delighted that His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales will visit the sister islands, Cayman Brac, where he'll open the new swimming pool. He'll also then go on to Little Cayman and visit the CCMI, the Central Caribbean Marine Institute. And he'll be able to talk to some divers by video link who are down on the coral reef and learn about the work that they're doing. So that, I'm sure, will be a visually exciting moment.
Governor Roper says it will be a jam-packed program for the Prince and Duchess of Cornwall, and he hopes the program will allow them to meet and see as many people as possible.
One of the things we're really keen to see is maximum public participation. I would sort of underline that there are five sort of key events where the public can come along. We will have lots of opportunities for the public to have access to their Royal Highnesses during the visit.
The royal couple's visit is part of a larger tour of the Caribbean region. The Department of Environment is urging grocery stores to pull certain bags of Pillsbury flour off the shelves after a salmonella scare. An alert has been issued by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration concerning Hometown Food Company's recall of its Pillsbury unbleached all-purpose 5-pound flour. The product may be contaminated with the salmonella bacteria. Environmental health officers have contacted all wholesalers and supermarkets throughout the Cayman Islands to ensure that they do not offer the affected product for sale to the public. For more information, you can call 949-6696. You can also head to our website, www.radiocayman.gov.ky, for a full list of affected items. In police news now, three men have been charged in what police say is the largest drug interdiction in a decade. $800,000 worth of ganja was seized Monday on the high seas by the Joint Marine Unit. The three men, ages 66, 44, and 43 of Jamaica, have been formally charged with importation of ganja. The 44-year-old has also been charged with possession of an imitation firearm with intent, reckless and negligent act, and another, the 43-year-old, has been charged with making a threat to kill. They were scheduled to appear in court today. In other local news, almost 40 local inmates take advantage of a new rehabilitation program within the prison service. Details now from Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
The Prisoner's Journey is one of a growing number of Prison Fellowship International programs that Her Majesty's Cayman Islands Prison Service continues to make available to inmates. TPJ is a journey through the Gospel of Mark and seeks to answer three questions. Who is Jesus? Why did he come? And what is it to me? Home Affairs Minister the Honorable Tara Rivers says the program offers a great opportunity for prisoners to gain a better understanding of themselves, their actions, and the impact their crimes have on their families and the community.
Initiatives like this form an important part of our strategy to reduce reoffending and to promote strong family and community life, which are key priorities for this government. We will continue to support the efforts of the prison service to improve offender outcomes through increased delivery of rehabilitative programs.
The program began at Her Majesty's Prison Northwood and Fairbanks in January. There were three groups at Northwood and one at Fairbanks, resulting in the graduation of 27 men and 10 women. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
A group of Caymanian students in the United Kingdom visit the British Museum in London on a VIP tour organized by Cayman Connection UK and hosted by Cayman's government office in London. The tour explored how the Cayman currency showcases the identity of the country through history.
It is so fascinating to see how Cayman is presented in cultural institutions in the UK. And what we're finding is that more often than not, these institutions welcome our input to their collections. So this is the start of what we're calling our CCUK cultural rampage around the UK. We're looking to discover how the Cayman Islands is being presented in museums across the country.
Co-founder of CCUK, Kate Candia, says these partnerships with museums and institutions are, quote, an invaluable way to get an insider view into behind-the-scenes collections.
So we're very grateful to the British Museum for taking the time to show us their Cayman artifacts and, of course, for their enthusiasm for talking to us about our views. So we're looking forward to our future events, and hopefully people will get involved and sign up to CCUK. www.caymanconnection.org.
Upcoming cultural tours include a visit to the Houses of Parliament and the Zoological Museum. And finally, in our news, Reefs Go Live is back, an interactive broadcast that takes local students under the sea for real-time marine lessons. Originally launched in 2018, the Central Caribbean Marine Institute's second year will feature six exciting new lessons for local students developed by its education team.
Reefs Go Live is designed so that all students are able to have direct access to learning about coral reefs through participating in the live dive sessions.
CCMI's Katie Correa tells Radio Cayman the topics this year include incredible invertebrates, fishtails, fish adaptations, diving off the wall, magnificent mangroves, and fabulous food chains.
Having the chance to see coral reefs live and ask questions directly to the scientist who is underwater is a special experience where students have an unforgettable interaction with an ecosystem that is so important to the Cayman Islands.
The new broadcasts of Reefs Go Live was held today with a Welcome Back to Reefs Go Live, a review of Coral Reefs session. That is your latest news here on Radio Cayman. I'm Shanda Gallego.